Okay, we're holding on Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Machlokes, in the next Machlokes in the Mishnah was Beis Shammai Oimrim Michabdim, first you sweep the house and then you wash your hands. Beis Hillel, first you wash your hands and then you sweep the house. The Machlokes is going to be whether or not there are big enough crumbs on the floor that one should be concerned, because they used to wash their hands onto the floor. So do you have to be, this is my machroinim. So do you have to be concerned that the my machroinim that you are washing is going to ruin those crumbs on the floor? The nafkamina would be, good morning, the nafkamina would be, do you have crumbs on the floor? So turn up on Beis Shammai, Oimrim Michabdim, Masabayis, V'achayakach, L'itum V'yadayim, first you sweep the floor, and then you wash your hands, my machroinim. She'im ato, Oimrim Noitum V'yadayim, T'chila, because if you wash your hands first, Nimsa ata mafsid esoichlam, it's going to come out that you're going to ruin the breadcrumbs on the floor. The Bach takes out the next couple words. Mishim Perurin, because of the crumbs. Beis Hillel Oimrim Im Shamish Taman Chacham. Beis Hillel says, no, if your waiter is a Taman Chacham, he will know to pick up the big pieces. Neitel Perurin Sheyesh Behin Kazayas Umenich Perurin Shein Behin Kazayas. You don't have to worry about it, because he's not going to leave big pieces of bread on the floor. And the only thing that's going to be left on the floor are crumbs, and crumbs you do not have to worry about if you mess them up. Misayei Leil Rabbi Yechanan, this is a proof to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, to Amr Rabbi Yechanan Perurin Shein Behin Kazayas Mutal Abden Beyad. You are permitted to destroy crumbs. It is not a problem of Bizoyan Oichlin to just destroy crumbs. And therefore, this Shamish will go ahead and pick up the big crumbs. You don't have to be worried that there's large pieces of bread on the floor, because your Shamish, Talmud Chacham, will pick it up. Your waiter, who's the Talmud Chacham, will pick it up. And therefore, you're allowed to wash in Netilas Yidayim Mayim Achroinim without first sweeping the house. B'maykam Eflegi, so what does the Machlekes revolve around? Beis Hillel Savri, Os Lihishtamish B'shamish Ta'am Amaretz. Beis Hillel holds that it's prohibited to use a non-Taman Chacham waiter. You can't use an Amharetz who's a waiter. You never know what he's going to do with Tumah and Tahira and things like that. So anyways, your waiter is going to know not to leave big pieces of bread on the floor. So you don't have to worry about it. Ube Shamay Savri, Mota Lihishtamish B'shamish Amharetz. It is permitted to use a waiter who's an Amharetz. Amr Beis Rabbi Chanina, Amr Rab Huna. Bekulei Pirkin, the entire parak, the halacha is kebeis Hillel. Bar Meha, except for this case, the halacha kebeis Shammai, that the halacha follows Beis Shammai, that it is permitted to use a Shamash who's an Am Haaretz. Rav Yoshia Masni Ipcha. Rav Yoshia says, actually, you have the machlekes down wrong. Rav Beis Hillel is the one who says that you could use a Shamash Am Haaretz. And therefore, Beis Hillel says you should first sweep up the house and then do my machreinim. And Ubahaname halacha kebeis Hillel. And therefore, even in this case, the halacha accords with Beis Hillel. Basically, the Gemara knew that the halacha was that you're allowed to use a Shamash Am Haaretz. So whoever is the one that said that, the halacha is with him. The next halacha was Beis Shammai Oimrim Ner Umazon. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, we already saw that there's two, we saw that there's another version besides our Mishnah's version on the order of Ner Umazon, Besamim and Havdalah. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikloi Lebei Rava, he was visiting Rava's house, and on Motzi Shabbos, Chayz Yil Rava Debarach Abesamim, he saw Rava made a bracha on the Besamim, Bereisha first. Amar Leh, he said, look, check the Mishnah out. Mechti, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Amar Or Loi Plika. They don't argue that you shouldn't say Besamim first. Netanya Beis Shammai Oimrim Ner Umazon Besamim V'Havdalah. Everybody agrees that it's Ner. Then it's Machlekes, which one is the first? Muzun or Besamim or Besamim or Muzun? Beis Hillel Oimrim Ner Ubesamim Umazon V'Havdalah. Good morning, good morning. But nobody says that you should do the Besamim like we do before the Ner, which is actually the way we do it. So why are you doing like that? Only Rava Basrei. Rava answered him, because you are quoting me from a Mishnah which indeed follows the view of Rabbi Meir. Zudivri Rabbi Meir. Aval Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Lo Nechelku Beis Shammai Ubeis Hillel al Hamazon, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue on a Mazon Shehu Betchila, that it's first. Val Havdalah Shehu Besoif, and Havdalah is the last one. So what do they argue about? Al Ma Nechelku, Al Hamar Val Habesamim. The two middle ones, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Machlekes revolves around the two middle ones, Maor the night and Besamim. Shebeis Shammai Emrim Al Hamar VaAcharakach Besamim Ubeis Hillel, and the way we do it, Besamim VaAcharakach Maor. And then followed by Havdalah. And says Rabbi Yechanan, first wide line on Beis Rabbeis, that we are noheg like Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. The next halacha discussed whether or not it's Shebara Ma'ireish or Shebayre Ma'ireish. Amar Rava. The question revolves around that translation of the word Bibara. Bibara. Everybody agrees that bara, if you say bara mahareish, that it implies past tense, and that's what it should be, that Hashem created fire. Ki pligi bibore, The question is in the Lashon HaBayir, which is what we use. Beis Hamayis Avrei Bayir is the Asid Lemivra, is mashma a future tense, will create. Ubeis Hil Savar Bayir is Nami Debara mashma. Bayir also can be used as a past tense. Masav Rav Yosef, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. Yoytzer or Ubayre Chayshach. Yoytzer Harim Ubayre Ruach. Bayre Hashemayim. And I tell you, what do you mean Bayre is future tense? It's 100 psukim that say Bayre is past tense. Elam Rav Yosef, you're right. Bebara Ubebayre Kuliyam Alei Pligi. That's not the Machlekas. Both agree that the Bayre can be past tense. The Bara Mashma. It's past tense. Ki pligi, what's the machlekas? The machlekas revolves around, should you say a plural ma'ore or a singular ma'or? And the question is, when you see a fire, one flame, do you see a ma'or, a flame, or do you see flames? Because in the flame, there's a bunch of different flames. There's blue, there's white, there's yellow, and orange. So is it a bunch of different flames, or is it one flame? So that's the machlekes. Do you say it in singular term and or in plural term? And since Beis Shammai says that it's singular term, he also says you say b'boire, because that's singular. And boire, I guess, would be more plural. So that's why he twitches boire. So, kipligi b'ma'or, u'ma'ore. De Beis Shammai savri chada nahayra ika benura. There's only one flame in a fire. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Tuva Nahire Ika Benura. Tuva, there are many Nahire flames. Ika, there are Benahira in a fire. Tani Nami Hachi, Amru Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Harbe Ma'ires Yesh Ba'or. There are many flames in a fire, many lights in a fire. Okay. The next din in the Mishnah was you do not make a bracha on a ner or a besamim of a goy. Bishlam a ner of a goy bishim deloy shavas, because it did not rest. And the goy probably lit the fire on Shabbos. El besamim, using this the besamim of a goy, why not? My taima loy, why not? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, hacha b'mesibas oiv dekechav meskinen. We're talking about by a suda of a non-Jewish suda, and mepnei she stam mesibas oiv dekechav la'avodah zarah, because a stam suda for a guy is for avodah zarah. Yesh la'ayin. If nowadays this will still apply. Hamid dekatani sefer, the Gemara says, but it says in the sefer you can't use a flame of a avodah zarah. Can we not infer that the Reisha is not because of Avodah Zarah? Mechlal the Reisha lav b'Avodah Zarah askinin, and Amar Rav Chanina misura, Chanina from Surah answers, no. The Seifa is Gufa telling you a reason for the Reisha. Matam ka Amar. Matam ein mevarchin loyal haner v'loyal b'samim shel akum. What is the reason that one cannot make a bracha on a ner or a b'samim of a guy? Mepreisha stam mesibas uvdei keichavim la'Avodah Zarah. It's because a stam suda of a non-Jew is for Avodah Zarah. Tan Rabbanan, or Sheshavas, Mevorchin Alav. If you have a flame that rested, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Vishaloi Shavas, but if it did not rest, Ein Mevorchin Alav. But if it did not rest, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. What does it mean it didn't rest? My Loi Shavas. Even if you say that it didn't rest at all, meaning it didn't exist, even if it was mutter to do. Well, Tanya, we know that's not true. It's a Mefurish Brayso that says that if you had a candle on the whole Shabbos, or if you have a fire of a lady who gave birth or of a chayla, a fire of a chayla, then it is mutter to make a bracha on it. Mevarchin alav. I'm not sure if the Gemara means to stress even if it was lit on Shabbos because of the chayla, but that is my guess. Otherwise, why does it say specifically or of a chayla? Even if it was lit on Shabbos. Okay, so even if it was lit on Shabbos, it was mutter to do. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shabbos. What does it mean that it rested? Sheshavas machmas melechas aveira. That it didn't. Sheshavas machmas melechas aveira. That it didn't stop. It did. An aveira wasn't done with it. It was not put on Shabbos. It was not lit on Shabbos. Tani namihachi ashoshes. If you have a lamp, shahuza delekes by lechas koleim, which was lit the entire day, kulei the entire day. Lemoitzi Shabbos, lemoitzi Shabbos, mevarchin alav. You are able, mevarchin alav. You are able to make a bracha on it.
If you knew that a guy didn't do it for Avodah Zarah, then would that be called Malachas HaTeir because he's asur to
Shemir? Well, we're about to see that. It's going to be a Gezerah. But yeah. You're saying if a Goy lit it for himself. Yeah. If you have a non-Jew who lit a fire from a Jewish candle, or a Jew who lit a fire from a non-Jewish candle, Yisrael shehidlik minachri, mevarchin alav, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Nachri minachri, however, ain mevarchin alav. If a non-Jew lit it from another non-Jew, you're not allowed to make a bracha from it. And the question is the Gemara, maishna nachri minachri deloy, why by a nachri, lighting it from another nachri, are you not allowed to do it? Is mishum deloy shavas, is because the original one was not lit up by Teira, like you're asking. We see that you cannot do it. So then if a Jew lights it from a non-Jewish candle, also it should be a Ahaloi Shabbos. Also, the original guy lit it on Shabbos. The Chitei Mahach Isure Azal Lay. And if you want to say that, okay, but the lamp that was lit on Shabbos is gone, the Ha'achrina Hu, and you want to say that, okay, but a new every second is a new flame. Ubiyada the Yisrael Kamis Yalda, and in the hand of the Yisrael, it became a new flame. Elohad Tanya, in that case, if that's true, that it's always a new flame, in that case, what about if you have, let's say, just a flame? A person goes ahead and carries just a flame. For example, he's not carrying a wax candle, but he has, let's say, a piece of pottery smeared with oil, so it's on fire, and he's carrying the fire out. Now, with regards to carrying the pottery, the Gemara in Shabbos explains that it's talking about a pottery that's too small to be considered chashev. So it's not considered carrying. But are you carrying the flame? Says the Gemara, you're chayev. Yes, you are carrying a flame. Hamoitzi shal heves to Rosh Hashanah. If somebody carries a flame out to Rosh Hashanah, he's chayev. Not because of the pottery, but because of the flame. Now, questions the Gemara. If every second fire is considered a new flame, so then why would you be chayev? Am I chayev? What, you see, in order to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos, you need to do three steps. You need A, to pick it up, B, to cross over whatever border you're crossing, and C, to put it down. So now, if you picked up a fire, and every second it's a new flame, so then you picked up A, but you picked up object A, and then you see you put down something else. Maisha Akar, what you picked up, lo hinich, you did not place down. And what you placed down was not the same thing that you uprooted, that you picked up. Ella, so rather, that's not the way we look at it. We rather view a flame as being a constant flame. It's the same item as it always was. So, what's the pshat that if Yisrael lights it from a non-Jewish flame, it's mutter? Ella la'olam de Yisurei nami isa. L'maisa, we assume that it's still the same flame. However, but this that you're making a bracha on is you're making a bracha on the additional flame because it was transferred to a new thing. So says the Gemara, Yachi Nachri Menachri Nami. If so, even a non-Jew carrying it, a non-Jew who lights it from another non-Jew, also, it should be permitted. And the Gemara says, Enechanami, you're right, it should be permitted. However, Gzeirah Mishum Nachri Rishon V'Amud Rishon. They made a Gzeirah that you cannot use it from a Nachri. It's a Gzeirah because you might come to use it from a Nachri who lit it on Shabbos. So in answer to your question, it's definitely Usr if the Goy lit it on Shabbos. That's Taka Usr Midin. If it was lit on Shabbos, even by a Goy, it's Asr Midin. But not only is it Asr Midin for if a Goy lights it on Shabbos, but to standard go over to a Goyish flame is also Asr, unless it's also Asr to go over to a Goyish flame. Now, at this point, I think specifically if the Goyish flame came from another flame that was lit on Shabbos. What happens if a Goy goes ahead and lights it on Motzei Shabbos? Then it sounds like it would be mutter, coming from our Gemara. Coming from our Gemara, a Goyish flame that was lit on Motzei Shabbos is fine. What's the Gezerah to? The Gezerah is where Goy 1 lights it on Shabbos and passes it over to Goy 2. There, even though technically it should follow that it would be mutter because it's a new flame, but since it's coming from a flame on Shabbos, we made a Gezerah that you can't do it because you might go and use the original flame. That's what the Gemara sounds like. If somebody's going outside the city, and he sees a large fire, he sees fire. Im roiv nachrim, if it's a mostly non-Jewish city, ain't a mevarach. You can't make a brach on it because it's probably a non-Jewish fire. Imra of Yisrael, if it's a city of mostly Yisrael, mevarach, you could. Because again, we're not sure. You're walking through a city, you don't know who lit it. So if it's, you go after Rav. Yes, yeah. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. It's, what about 50-50? Straight down the middle. If it's a city that's exactly 50-50, Hagufa Kasha. Im Rav Nachim. It says if it's Rav, non-Jews, you're not allowed to make a bracha. But 50-50, Ein Baruch, Mechza, Mechza, you would be allowed to make a bracha. But then it says if it's Rav Jews, you could make a bracha. V'hadatani Im Rav Yisrael Mevarech. But if it was 50-50, Mechza, Mechza, it's Mashma, Ein Mevarech. So the Gemara answers, "Bedin hu da'afilu mechza mechza na'am mevarach." No, 50-50, you can assume that it's mevarach. If you want to know why, my guess would be something along the lines that it's a suffix, and probably suffix to Rabbanan Lekula.
But it's not a city, it's like a town.
It's the same thing as Hilchus returning an object. You know, if you can, the question is, can you assume that the item is a goyish, from a goy or from a Jew? So whatever the rules apply there would apply over here.
Yeah, but what does there mean? It doesn't mean like...
No, I'm saying here by Hashavas Aveda. Whatever the rules by Hashavas Aveda apply, like could you assume that it's a goyish one? Then it would apply here.
It's like
right, it would apply by, you know, do you go after specific areas? Just like the West Rogers Park, the question is if you find a wallet. Even though Chicago overall is a goyish place, but there could be there certain places that are Jewish.
The issue, if it's a rule of Goyim city, is that you were scared they lit the Nair on Shabbos?
Yes.
And if it's a rule of Yidden, then we assume obviously not.
Correct.
It brings down in the notes here that the reason why, if it's exactly 50-50,
right,
is because even in the Rove, even in the non-Jews, there are some that would not
have
the fire. So they're
okay, fine. Yeah, it's nice. Okay. This is back second. Okay, very good.
Yeah, but the truth is that Goyim lighting candles not on Melachah on Shabbos. Why is it so?
I know, but you have to make a bracha on a fire that was not lit on Shabbos. Not that a Melachah happened to it, but that the Melachah was Shabbos.
I saw is not awesome. Rosh Chodesh, that was also lit on Shabbos, but that's okay. Because the Melachah wasn't done with
it. The Gemara calls it Melachah de Hetera.
That's not called when a goy lights. It's not.
Right, I guess it's a malacha that was, it was a malacha, but a punk happened to be done by someone that was aser. It's a very good, you're making a good point though. Very good point.
It's not a malacha.
What?
Lighting for the chol is not a malacha, but
right.
If the Jew had lit the fire that the goy did,
right,
it would have been awesome.
Right, but it's good, but I'm not troubled by it. I think it's true, but it's just a good point.
Does that mean you're not allowed to watch like let's say basketball game after Shabbos?
Because what?
I want to watch basketball.
No, I mean, you should be doing that anyways, but this is, we're talking about making a bracha on the fire over here. The question is, you know, there are rules to making a bracha on this fire. Says the Gemara, V'aydi Reisha Rav Nachrim Tana Seifa Rav Yisrael. And since it says the Reisha is Rav Nachrim, Since the Reisha says mostly non-Jews, it used the same expression in the Sefer of most Jews. But you don't really need a majority Jews in order to permit the use of that fire. All right, let's continue on. Tanur Rabbanan Hayom Mahalech Chutz Lekrach. If somebody's going outside of a city for Ratinoik and he sees a child, Avuka Biyadi, carrying a torch, Boydik Achrav, you got to check. Im Yisrael Hu, if the child is a Jew, Mevarach, you could use the light. Im Nachri Hu, but if it's a non-Jew, Eina Mevarach, you cannot use the light. My area Tinik says the Gemara. What do you mean, a kid? Afilu Gadol Nami, even an adult. The Gemara says no. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav Hacha Besamach Lishkiyas Achamaskin. We're talking about the second after Shabbos. You see this guy. Gadol, if it's an adult, don't even bother checking. Mucha milsa devadei nachrihu, he's for sure a non-Jew, because he wouldn't be carrying a torch this close to Shabbos. However, tinoik, if it's a child, Amar Yisrael, you could still say that it was a Jew, and that's why, ikri v'nokit, and it just happened that he took it. Ikri, it just happened, v'nokit, and he took it. So therefore, by a child, you should check it after him. By an adult, don't even waste your time. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan. Question is, until what point is a person called a child? Tana Rabbanan, Haya Mahalech Chutz Lekrach. If somebody's going outside the city of a Ra'ah, or and he sees a fire. Im Ava Kepi Kivshon. If it's a strong fire, like it's taking up like a furnace fire. Rashi explains that they used to make bricks there. So if it's a large enough fire, like those fires that they go ahead and that would come out of the side of a furnace, out of a healthy furnace, so then Mivarech Alav, you can assume that it was also done there. You could assume that this fire was made to use as light, as a source of light. And we're going to see that you're only allowed to make a bracha on a fire that was done if it was done to be a source of light. So if it's a strong and healthy fire, then you can assume that it was done for a source of light. V'im lav, if it was not a strong fire inside this oven, it was just a low-burning fire, then perhaps it was made in order to cook on. And it was not made as a source of light. It was rather made as a source of energy and cooking. And therefore, and heat, so v'im lav, einam varech alav. Only if it was super bright may you assume that it was done for the light. Tani Chada, one brice says, Arshal Kivshin Mevarach and Alav, a flame in a furnace, you're allowed to make a bracha on. Vatani Idach Ein Mevarach and Alav. And again, the Gemara says, Lakasha, Ha Betchila Hala Basayf. Rashi explains that Betchila, it was when you first started making the bricks, in a brick making oven. When you first started making the bricks, you use it, the fire inside is done specifically for its cooking powers. However, the Basayf, Rashi explains, after the bricks are made and they rekindle the fire, and it's done also for light. The Gemara says the same thing in a cooking fire. Tani chada or shel tanur v'shel kirayim mevarchin alav. The flame of a cooking fire. The difference between a tanur and a kirayim is a tanur has space for one pot. A kirayim is more long and oblong and has space for two pots. But it's the same idea. It's basically a square pottery thing, place where they put in kindle and other things, and then they put the pots on top of it. Mevarchin alav, you make a bracha on it. V'tani idach ein mevarchin alav. And another bracha says you cannot make a bracha on the flame that exists in one of these ovens. And the Gemara says like Asha, habetchila hala b'seif. Same teretz as before. And apparently, when you first start to cook, you do not intend on using the flame inside as a light source. However, eventually, you want to use it as a light source, and I guess you rekindle it.
How long is that difference? Because we're talking in the Frisco, we're talking about a guy who's walking outside Motzei Shabbos, so the fire in the stomach was not on Shabbos, so you'd think that's the tefillah. But he is able to.
Yeah, so I guess we're talking about a couple of hours later or whatever. Now later in the Chanami, Rashi says it depends on how long if the brick is made already. Nisrafu ha'avanim. Ruvan. So, you know, that could be only half an hour, whatever it is. The Gemara says, Tani chada or shal beis ha'knesses. A fire of the light in a beis ha'knesses, v'shal beis ha'medrash, mevarchin alav. You're allowed to make a bracha on it, v'tani idach ein mevarchin alav. And another bracha says, you cannot. The Gemara says, l'kasha. Ha de'ika adam chashiv. The one of them, there's an adam chashiv there. There's a special person in there. Therefore, says the Gemara, you cannot make a bracha in that case, because it was done in his honor. It was not done for light. It was done for honor. Ha'daleka adam chashiv there. In the second bray, so there's no adam chashiv there. So if somebody lit a candle there, it's obviously for light, not for honor. Alternatively, I'll tell you that both of them are for an adam chashiv. Here, it's talking about where both of them have an adam chashiv. It just the question is, if there is a chazan, and there is, if there is a chazan, so then a chazan, meaning another, like you know, somebody else in the shul, so that he's eating in the shul. So then, albeit it was lit for the adam chashiv, but it was also lit for this guy to eat. And hadaleka chazan, here's where the adam chashiv sat by himself. So in that case, you can assume that. So in other words, this is more of a heter, that even if there's an adam chashiv there, it's mutter if there are other people there, because you can assume that the light was lit with two intentions in mind. Or I'll tell you that both brises are talking about where there is an adam chashiv there and there is a chazan. The question is there a moon out? Does this other guy in the shul need your light? If there, so this is going a bit more chumradik. There is an adam chashiv and there is a chazan there, but it's not automatically assumed that the light was lit for both of them. Perhaps the light was lit for specifically the adam chashiv. How can you tell? Whether or not there's another light source that this guy could have eaten his supper with. Tan Rabbanan Braisa, how you guys for the base of Medrash. People are sitting in the base of Medrash. Have you or lefnam? They brought a candle in front of them. Beishamay emrim kol echad ve'echad mevarach la'atzmai. Each person should make his own bracha b'irei ma'arei ha'esh. According to him, bara ma'arei ha'esh. Beishil emrim echad mevarach la'kulan. Beishil says no. One person makes a bracha for everybody. Mishum shenemar b'roivam hadras malach. It's best to do things in groups and multitudes. Beishlam a beishil mefarashi taima. Beishil, it's very good. We understand because he explained his reasoning. Ela beishamay my taima. What's the reasoning for beishamay? Says the Gemara, Kasavri Mepnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara says, he holds it's better that each person should make his own bracha, because if you have to make a bracha with somebody else, perhaps you're in the middle of discussing Mishnayos with somebody at the back of the Beis HaMedrash, and you're in the middle of arguing, and now somebody says, Barim HaMedrash, you have to stop, you have to wait to get to the candle. If I didn't have to wait, and I just waited, I made my own bracha, I'll wait for the candle to come around here, I'll wait till I'm a pause at the conversation, and at my convenience, I will make the bracha. So that's based Shammai's Svara. Tiny Namihachi shall base Rabban Gamliel, Loihaya Umrim Marpe, but based on Medrash. We have a Braise like this also. It says they did not use the word Marpe, which is like Gesundheit, in the base Medrash. Mipnei Bittel based on Medrash. Because when somebody sneezed in the middle of learning, the minig was not to answer Gesundheit, so as not to disturb other people. Here I am, teeth in the middle of a Rashba, and suddenly I have to stop to say Gesundheit. I remember I was once traveling through Germany, and somebody sneezed on the plane, and there was a lot of Germans on the plane, and somebody sneezed, and behind me, the lady said, Gesundheit. So the person sitting next to me says, oh, they speak English. But, so in the olden days, they used to say Marpe. Actually, in Mishnah Brura, it's brought down Asusa. In Mishnah Brura, they bring down this halacha as Asusa. So, I guess there's different expressions at different times. So, they have it. B'ksev Yasha and Asusa, yeah. So, Mishnah Brura brings it down as Asusa. Over here in the Gemara, it says Marpe, we say Gesundheit. Or, good old God bless you. Okay, Ein Mavarch and Loyal and Ner, Balayal, Abbasam, Shal Mason, my time and Ner, the covet, who da Avida. My taima ner is lekavat hu da avida. Why can you not bless on a ner or a besam of a funeral? Because a ner is done for the covet of the dead person. It is not done as a source of light, and besamim is not done as a source of good smell. It is rather to cover over other smells. La avure recha hu da avida. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shemitzian Lefanav B'Yoyim, U'Belayla Ein Mevorchen Alav. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav says, Kol Shemitzian Lefanav B'Yoyim U'Belayla, any time that they would take it in front of the funeral. I'm sorry, what did I say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav? I'm sorry. Kol Shemitzian Lefanav, yeah, it is Rav. Kol Shemitzian Lefanav B'Yoyim U'Belayla Ein Mevorchen Alav. Kol Shemitzian Lefanav Ela B'Layla Mevorchen Alav. If they take it at the funeral only by day and by night, if they would have taken it by day and by night, so then you should not make a bracha on it. Because the very fact that they're taking it even by day shows that they're doing it more of an honor thing rather than a light thing. However, if they only take it by night, it's not a person deserving of candles by his funeral, what people aspire to. So then you cannot get you cannot make a bracha on it because, if it's only by night, then you could make a bracha on it because obviously they're doing it as a source of light rather than as a source of honor. Which if you have somebody who's running after honor, you tell them, get buried by night, this way you'll have candles. Amar Rav Huna, besamim shel beis hakiseh. If you have spices of a bathroom, v'shemen ha'esui l'haver es ha'zuama, and so these deodorizers that they use in the bathroom and things like that, and the shemen, sometimes, you know, you have these air refresheners that are actually solid blocks of whatever. So you do not make a bracha on them. Because they're made to neutralize odors and therefore you don't make a bracha on them. V'shemen ha'asuila, even though v'shemen ha'asuila haver es hazuma, similarly, oil that is used by one to, you know, to like a deodorant type of thing, these type of things, ein mevarchen alav, you do not make a bracha on it. Says the Gemara, remember the kol hecha delav lerecha avida loy mevarchen aleha. Is this to say that anytime it's not made for smells, you don't make a bracha on it? It's not made for a positive good smell, you don't make a bracha on it? Meisvei questions the Gemara. So why does a person who go into a hanichnas lechanusa shel beisim lahariach reach afil yoshev sham kaliyam kulein mevarch ala pam achas? I'll have to stop over here. We might fall behind.